A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I'm still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, 'I am going away, and I am coming to you.' If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." This is the gospel of grace. Thanks be to God.
I want you to think this morning if or when someone ever stood with you in a time of import or need. Maybe you think of the best man or the maid of honor at your wedding. Or maybe you think of the person you had with you when the doctor broke the news. Or perhaps you're thinking of someone who stood up for you in some critical moment when you most needed a defender and a friend. This is the way that Jesus spoke of the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Spirit of God is a defender and a friend, and the one who stands with us when we need someone to stand with and beside us most. The Greek word Jesus uses to describe the Holy Spirit in today's text is paraclete. Note I'm saying paraclete. Inevitably, someone will mishear this and think I'm saying parakeet. Paraclete, not parakeet. In the scriptures and on the cover of the order of service, the Holy Spirit is portrayed as a dove, not a parrot. Somebody's just getting that. The word paraclete can be translated advocate, as it is in the New Revised Standard Version. But it can also be translated comforter or helper or intercessor. It literally means the one who is called to come and stand beside us. So in legal terms, advocate is a pretty good description because, like a legal advocate who stands beside us in a trial of court, the paraclete stands beside us in the trials of life. The advocate stands with us, comforting and helping and interceding on our behalf and giving us, as Jesus says, peace. One thing I can say from experience is that the Holy Spirit stands with us when we need to stand up for ourselves and when we need to stand up for others. Jesus said that this is a major role of the Holy Spirit. You're going to face trials of many kinds, Jesus told his disciples. And you will have to speak before the church and before the council and before the courts. Do not worry about how you are to speak or what it is that you are to say, Jesus said. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at the very hour you need it most what you are to say and how you are to say it. The Spirit gives us the words. It steadies our souls. It grants us the peace that we need. We don't have to worry about not having the right words. The Spirit gives us the words. It tells us what we are to say, and it meets us just at the point when we are to say it. So then we are at peace when we stand before the commissioner's court or speak before the congregation or in tough times of trial for someone else, share with them a word of hope and consolation. For Jesus said, it is not we who speak, but it is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, speaking to and through us. So we don't have to worry, and we don't have to fret. We only have to trust and believe, as I often say, in the Spirit of God that was in Christ and is also in us, that is speaking in and through us. So the Spirit of God stands with us in times of trial in life and stands with us also in the time of the trial of death. The theologian Paul Tillich wrote and spoke about what he called ultimate concerns. Life and death are ultimate concerns. Sin is an ultimate concern. Life after death is an ultimate concern. And the Spirit is sent to us by God to comfort and to companion us as we face the anxiety of ultimate concerns. God gives us the Holy Spirit as a comfort and as a help as we face the anxiety of life and death and what is to come after death, which we all will. The Spirit stands with us. It pleads for us. It's the advocate who stands beside us, and it's the counselor who comforts us on the day when it is our turn to face the great court. We are never alone We will not be alone when we face the prospect of death. And we will not be alone when we pass through the veil of life after death. The Spirit will be our comfort, our companion, our guide, our counselor, our friend, and our peace. This is Memorial Day weekend. We remember and honor all of those military members who gave their lives in service to our country. And we remember also and honor all others who have passed away as well. And I am remembering that holy and sacred time that I have shared with church and family members and friends as they walked through the valley of dark shadows and death and came to the edge of the banks of this life and prepared themselves to cross over the great waters onto the other side. We stood together. We shed tears together. We said our goodbyes. We said, and they lipped the words of the Lord's Prayer. And then they closed their eyes, and I spoke the old priestly words. Depart, O Christian soul, out of this world in the name of God the Father Almighty, who created you, in the name of Jesus Christ, who redeemed you, in the name of the Holy Spirit, who sanctifies you. May your rest be this day in peace, and your dwelling place in the paradise of God. The Spirit sanctifies us. It stands beside us. It promises to walk with us through our darkest valley and to keep us on the path into the paradise of God. It is our peace. Jesus was soon to depart into the paradise of God himself. But he did not want his disciples to think that he was leaving them alone or abandoned. The Spirit of God that was in Christ was coming to them, he said. It would comfort and console them. It would stand with them. It would be their peace. My peace I leave with you, he said. My peace that you've seen in me, I now give to you. So do not let your hearts be troubled, no matter what comes. And do not let them be dismayed. The peace of God was coming to them, and the peace of God comes to us also. We, come what may, do not have to be afraid either. For the Spirit of God that was in Christ is in us. And it is our comforter and our protector, our defender, and our friend. It's our advocate. Ten years ago, just last month, the Supreme Court was hearing arguments about marriage equality on the very same week in which the Ethiopian eunuch appeared in the lectionary reading. The Ethiopian eunuch, a sexual minority, asks, "What is to prevent me from being baptized?" And I read that scripture and I said to myself, I've got to preach on this text and ask, what is to prevent the sexual minority from receiving the sacrament of marriage? I preached that sermon on that Sunday and then did there what I always do here. I gave the invitation, inviting the congregation to come forward and respond, join the church. The next thing I knew, old Ron Presley bounded out of the choir loft and came down. I looked at Ron and thought to myself a little quizzically, I thought he joined the church already. What's he doing here? And as the congregation was singing the hymn of response, I turned to Ron, I said, "What's up, Ron? What are you doing here?" And he responded with words in his old West Texas accent that I will never, ever forget. "I just figured," he said, "when a guy preaches a sermon like that, somebody ought to come down and stand with him." I smiled and put my arm around Ron, and we sang the next stanza of the hymn of invitation together with the congregation. And I'm here to tell you this. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit is the one who comes and stands beside us. She goes before us. She remains with us. Our comfort, our counselor, our defender, our friend, the Spirit will be there when we need it most. The Paraclete will be at our side. Be still, my soul. The Lord is on your side. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, mother of us all, and together all of God's people say, amen.